If I can ask you all to take your seats again, then please.
Chair, I was going to excuse myself as I'm not presenting the last item, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Repeat, I'm Chair. Councillor Faulkner, are you there? I'll just give Councillor Faulkner a chance to join us. Councillor Faulkner, are you there? Monica, can you keep an eye on Councillor Faulkner while we continue and just check to see if he's there? Councillor Brady.
I just want to make my apologies, Chair, for earlier before the break. I was distracted for a couple of seconds and jumped away from the screen. There was a loud crash in my house and I didn't know what it was. So I just want to make my apologies for that.
Okay, that's noted. Thank you for that, Councillor Brady. Right, if we continue then with our agenda items. So we're on 5.3, which is application number P/2020/00325. And if I can ask for Barbara to present to the group, please.
Share my screen.
Thank you, we can see that.
Okay, so planning application P2020-00325, which is land adjacent to 97 Station Road in Rumsnonda. The planning application is for the construction of a raised plateau and compensatory floodplain storage, including a swale. A bit of context to the proposals is that planning consent is required for these works as they constitute an engineering operation. That is the reason we have a planning application for them. The site in context, the site's outlined in black, so it's the main area it's to the north of, this is Station Road, the area to the north, and then two areas either side of the field. The conservation area sits to the southwest of the site, residential properties to the west, the Scout Hut and Community Hall immediately to the east, and this is a riding school, I believe. As you can see from the aerial photograph, the site is currently a field, previously used for grazing, I believe, The site does sit just outside the settlement boundary. This plan shows the watercourses that sit to predominantly to the north of the site. The site being down here in this corner. The next slide shows the names of these courses. So it's the River Dove, the Tutbury, Mill, Fleen, and Ronston Brook. This line here is an existing ditch that leads into Ronston Brook. The site proposals. The proposals are for a raised plateau at the southern end of the site, immediately adjacent to the station road boundary, and two flood compensation areas to the west and to the eastern boundaries. The existing gated access to the field off Station Road would be utilised, and there is an existing access through to the riding stables in the northwestern corner, and that track would be retained. The proposals also include the introduction of a swale from the southern to the northern end of the site along the western boundary. The raised plateau identified in the image to the left, and then the two flood compensation areas shown in more detail. The plan on the right shows the amounts that the ground levels will change. The frontage of the site, the ground would be raised by approximately 400 millimetres. The site falls away from the road, so the increase in levels to create the plateau towards the rear of the plateau would be approximately 1200 millimetres to level off the site. There would then be a sloping down towards to the rear of the site, and then digging out approximately 300 mil for the western compensation area, and between 150 and 200 mil for the eastern compensation area. The ground that would be taken away from these two areas would be used to level the ground for the plateau. This plan shows the existing ground level in blue. So this is Station Road. This is the existing 1.8 metre high hedge that sits at a higher level than the road. The grass verge at the side of the road slopes up away from the road to 1.8 metre high hedge, and then the site drops away from the hedge. That's the area immediately adjacent to Station Road. The left-hand side of the plan shows the area at the end of the plateau, so about halfway down the site. This is how the plateau would be graded off towards the rear of the plateau. As you can see, the ground level continues to slope away. Site sections to show the swale moving down the site from south to north, and the angle and the detail of the swale that would have a gravel base to it. This is similarly a section showing the station road, the hedging at a higher level than the road, the existing ground level, and then the proposed plateau level. Some photographs to put the site in context. This is looking west along the station road, the front boundary hedge of the site. Looking west. This is looking further west, and you can see that the grass verge at the side of the road in front of the hedge slopes up away from the road, and the footpath is situated on the opposite side of the road. This is looking east with the site access here. Looking east, this is the Scout Hut/Community Hall. So this is looking across the site or down the site. This is the Scout Community Hall. These are the riding stables. Now, residential properties to the west, riding stable building, looking down the site. The existing gated access into the field that would be utilised to undertake the works. As the report identifies, the works would only be undertaken in a matter of weeks. This is trying to show the change in levels between the road, the grass verge, the hedge and the field as identified on that cross section. So the road does sit at a lower level. The site of the swale, which would run down the western boundary of the site from Station Road all the way down to the bottom northwestern corner of the site. The Highways Authority have raised no objections to the proposals. The flood risk team have raised no objections, and the Environment Agency have raised no objections. The flood risk team and the Environment Agency have been heavily involved in this application, assessing and re-evaluating the information provided throughout the course of the application. The Environment Agency have already issued an environmental permit for the works for the raised plateau and the flood compensation areas. This was issued in July 2019. So they have already approved these works. The swale has been added to the proposals through the course of the application at the request of Staffordshire County Council and the flood risk team to help alleviate surface water from Station Road. So these works are in addition to the flood compensation works that have been were originally put forward by the applicant. Severn Trent Water, there is a public surface water sewer that runs down the site along the western boundary where the swale is proposed. Severn Trent Water have advised that the developer will need to discuss the requirements of the siting of the swale with Severn Trent Water. The Rolleston Mundubbe Parish Council have raised objections and are detailed in full in the report. Ward members, there's been no comments received. MP Kate Griffiths has raised some concerns along the lines of the Parish Council comments, and a large number of objections have been received from local occupiers and neighbours. MPPF, local plan policies and the Rolleston on Dove neighbourhood plan draft, because it hasn't yet been adopted, plan have been taken into consideration in the determination of the application. The principle of flood mitigation works at the site is considered appropriate. The flood risk assessment has been validated by the Environment Agency through their comments and the issue an environmental permit for the site in July 2019. The Environment Agency and the flood risk team have re-evaluated the proposals through the course of the application and are satisfied that the proposed works will reduce flood risk along Station Road and will not increase fluvial flood risk across any adjacent third party land. The developer is aware that consent will be required from Severn Trent Water and adjacent third-party landowners prior to implementation, and informatives have been added to the report in this context. Amenity. The proposal would have no adverse impact on the character or appearance of the area. The raised plateau would, although it's indicated that a raising of 1,200 millimetres, that would be no higher than the 400 mil that would be raised immediately at the start of the site behind the hedge. Highway matters, there's no adverse highway safety issues have been identified. In terms of ecology and biodiversity, Proposals would minimise impact on biodiversity and ecology, given the retention of the existing boundary hedging to the frontage and to the side boundaries, as much as the existing vegetation as possible as well. At the site visit this morning, members did ask about the trees along the eastern boundary. There is a willow and an ash tree, as well as a mature hedge. These will all be retained. It is considered that the nominal amount that will need to be taken from the compensation area on the eastern side of the site will not impact on those trees or the hedge. Members also asked this morning at the site visit about the level of the site in comparison to the adjoining sites to the east and west. Floor levels of the properties to the west and the Scout Hut community building to the right, to the east, they are slightly higher on a level, but very slightly higher than the site, up to approximately 0.5 metres higher than parts of the site. So in conclusion, the proposals comply with local plan policy, the draft Bronson on Dublin Neighbourhood Plan and the MPPF. There has been ongoing engagement with the developer and their agent throughout the course of the application, and with the Environment Agency and the leading flood authority at the County Council. The recommendation is to approve with conditions as per the report.
Thank you, Barbara, for that. Right, if we open it up then to our public speaking part. And the first public speaker I have is Councillor Claire Stewart from Ralston Parish Council, please. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So are you familiar with our speaking policy?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so your 3 minutes start when you're ready.
Thank you for hearing me. On behalf of Ralston Parish Council, Ralston Parish Council object to the planning application on many grounds, which were detailed in the original submission we put in. The site is outside the village settlement area, and it's also outside the area covered by the emerging Ralston Neighbourhood Development Plan, which goes to referendum in May. The proposed platter would create a flood risk for adjacent properties and properties further down Station Road. It's noted on page 3, section 4.1, the applicant had been given an Environment Agency permit for the works. The Parish Council was not made aware of this and did not receive any opportunity to comment. The flood risk impact document was well out of date when we first received it back in 2020. Several significant floods have been well documented and were not taken into account. The report mentioned Carsington Water Reservoir, which we would agree has a low reservoir flood impact. And whilst the report now mentions the watercourses in the vicinity of this site, it still does not refer to Brook Hollow's historic fishing lake, which feeds the brook. Whilst that is not a reservoir, it is a significant upstream store of water and has been topped several times in the past 5 years, most recently in the significant floods of February 2020 and in late 2029, which led to water flooding down. New documents have been added referring to the swale permissions for these culverts, which are a requirement of the planning. They clearly state these require third-party landowner consent. We are uncertain why that is put in and has not come out as a new consultation to us, as the swale is important to deal with the water runoff that has been mentioned. Flooding in Ralston is a very complex issue. And there are several key points. It's rural area, many ditches, and our ditches get filled with pouring water down. As you're aware, we're having significant drainage works ongoing at present in the village to try to alleviate this. We often get flash floods, and there are many photographic evidence of this that has been supplied from residents within the village. The most recent flooding in February 2020 was fluvial flooding resulting from the River Dove, and this has happened more than once in the last 100 years. We would contest, therefore, that the flood migration does not impact the local area negatively. The application acknowledges that the flood in 2020 is not included in the modelling and happened after the permit was issued. The PC would wish to understand why the modelling to support the application has not been redone to reflect this event. Reference page 29.6. Thank you.
Thank you for that. If I can ask for our second speaker, which is Mr. Peter Jablonski, please. Good afternoon, Mr. Jablonski. Sorry, I can't pronounce your name.
Okay.
You can start your 3 minutes when you're ready.
Thank you. It cannot go unrecognised that there is an overwhelming opposition to this two-phase development, and I am also representing the views of other residents. This is absolutely linked to application 131 for housing and therefore cannot be viewed as a standalone application. By assessing and recommending these works in isolation from the housing application on the same site, the committee is non-compliant to the RNDP and the three pillars to sustainable development. 8.3 of your report refers to SP8 that states outside development boundaries, planning permission will not be granted unless an overriding need for the development can be demonstrated. Development is necessary to secure a significant improvement to the landscape or the conservation of a feature acknowledged as important. The committee needs to demonstrate this. Your arguments for compliance with SP1, 8, 24 and OS1 are tenuous. 8.5 states work would remove an environmental problem to comply with SP1. The local plan cites three dimensions to sustainable development. It is not clear from the engagement section how you demonstrate how these are addressed. 8.6 and 10.8 recognises the significant importance of the views and vistas of the field and complies to the RNDP. You must also recognise other elements protecting the ribbon of open fields. Claims are made there will be minimal changes and will comply with OS1. However, compliance would be temporary if approval of the proposed housing on the site were granted, contravening policy OS1 and ignoring your commitments in 8.6 and 10.8. The ESBC must acknowledge that this is confirmed preservation of the site which would prevent any future approval of housing development. Throughout, there are simple statements by the ESBC that attempt to address numerous objections raised. We have seen no evidence to substantiate these. The proposed development would greatly alter the appearance of the field. Raising it by 1.2 metres has a significant impact. It does not support SP24. The character and identity to be reinforced, enhance the landscape. None of these can be demonstrated to support approval. The committee considers that this application is purely for limited environmental reasons, so we urge you to consider more realistic and aesthetic approaches to protect the field and surrounding areas, in line with the ideals of SP24, and NE21, which recommends trees and woodland that can deliver a major contribution to resolve a range of water issues. There are many incorrect statements throughout the flood reports that further demonstrate that can't be relied upon to form a decision regarding any flood assessment or re-evaluation. If EA permits can't be revoked, the committee has a duty to consider the evidence of significant flooding provided by the residents post the EA permit. The field is an existing floodplain and defence soakaway that protects the properties. RNDP states it has been identified by SEC there are four main drainage routes that convey surface water from the village and discharge into this floodplain. Blocking the free flow of water would put additional properties at risk. The field is classed flood risk 2 and 3, and the events witnessed by residents of the proposal will effectively cause greater risk to the surrounding areas. The inclusion of now of the swale will take water to the brook meadow, increase the risk of flooding within the village downstream under a longer term solution is sought. How can this risk be acceptable? I ask you to vote against this application and support the RNDP.
Thank you, Mr. Jablonski, for giving us that. I'd like to go to our next speaker, which is Mr. William Peacock, please. Good afternoon, Mr. Peacock. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, yes. Okay. 3 minutes when you're ready.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me speak. It would be useful if you have the latest plateau and swale levels plan in front of you. This was only available to the public on the portal yesterday. I'm a chartered engineer and geologist and follow a strict code of ethics that ensures that my 35 years of experience in dealing with the ground, groundwater and developments is not biased and remains professional. I live next door to this site at 97 Station Road, next to where this application seeks to raise the land by 4 foot next to my patio. The officer's report says this is a minimal change and has no impact on character or appearance. But to put this raising in context, if the plateau is ever put back to grazing, I'll be looking directly at the kneecaps of the horses as they look down at me expecting carrots. The Environment Agency gave a permit for the works and that completely contradicts their objection in the medical for the medical centre proposal in 2006. Their reason then, and I quote, like-for-like compensation is not achievable within this site. The Environment Agency has granted a permit for a plateau, not a plateau and a swale. The effect of the swale on the modelling on which the plateau and flood compensation is based is significant, as it links the Rolston Brook and could make flooding worse. The swale was added without consultation with Severn Trent Water and risks their storm sewer that runs next to it. Not even the landowner the swale crosses was consulted and has no intention to allow the work to proceed. The Environment Agency recently said that the flood risk assessment report on which they based the permit was and is the best available. However, they are not aware of the shortfalls of these reports, which include a statement saying there's no specific mention of flooding to the site, despite clear publicly available records at the ESBC and flood maps. Another statement says groundwater flood risk across the site is considered to be low, but the linked housing application report says there is a potential at surface for groundwater flooding. Based on my training and experience, I believe that the river terrace deposits underlying the site receive groundwater flow from the south during surface flooding and would fill compensation areas before river flooding. The FRA also ignores the sewer flooding well documented in Rolston. The swale will send surface water down into the largest flood compensation area, further filling it before it can compensate for river flooding before it arrives. By excavating soils in the north, they will be more waterlogged and worse for grazing. The engineering of the soils into the plateau will pose a surface water runoff threat, ironically, until there is a development with a drainage system. In summary, the proposed flood mitigation works would worsen the flood risk. The field as it exists provides better protection for all forms of flooding. Thank you.
Thank you for your time this afternoon. To the final speaker I have on the list, and that is Mr. Christopher Timothy, please. Good afternoon, Mr. Timothy. Can you hear?
I can. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We can hear you. Your 3 minutes start when you're ready.
Chairman and members of the committee, good afternoon. In July 2019, the Environment Agency issued an environmental permit for the construction of a raised plateau and compensatory floodplain storage on the application site. This application seeks planning permission for the engineering works included in the environmental permit application. This is a standalone application that falls to be determined on its individual planning merits. The proposals would make limited changes to the levels of the site. As you've been explained to you by Mrs. Toy, the raised plateau would raise the level of the land across the site by some 0.4 metres at the front to 1.2 metres at the rear. And all existing hedgerows, including the mature trees on the boundary, will be retained because the land will be graded away from those boundary features. When completed and reseeded and returned to grazing, the proposed works would have no adverse impact upon the character or appearance of the site or indeed the surrounding area. A flood risk assessment has been submitted with the application. As with all flood risk assessments, this has taken into account climate change. In this particular case, the flood risk assessment was assessed on the basis of the 1 in 100 year flood event plus 30% climate change. This particular flood risk assessment went further to look at the 1 in 100 year plus 50% climate change implications and 1,000 year events. You will note that the flood risk indicated that the proposed development would have no impact upon flooding within the vicinity of the site. The flood event in 2020 may have occurred after the flood risk assessment was concluded, but that eventuality would have been consistent with the modelling for climate change. The proposed works will alleviate flooding on Station Road. You will note that there are no objections raised to the proposals by either the Environment Agency or the Lead Local Flood Authority. It was the Lead Local Flood Authority that asked us to incorporate the swales into the scheme. The proposed development will deliver infrastructure that will reduce the risk of flooding. As such, the proposals are consistent with local plan policies SP1 and SP8, insofar as the proposed works would assist in dealing with flood risk at the site and surrounding third-party lands. It is consistent with policy SP7 and those policies concerned with reducing flood risk contained in the framework. I would just like to emphasise, having regard to the comments made, that there will be no risk of flooding of any adjacent land as a consequence of this application. So in the light of these circumstances, I would request that planning permission is granted subject to the conditions set out in your officer's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Timothy. So that concludes our public speaking part. And I can now open it up to the committee for discussion. Councillor Toon. So we're still on mute, Councillor Toon.
Sorry. I must say I don't agree with either the Environmental Agency or Christopher. This development will increase flooding. They haven't taken into account the floods in 2020, February 2020, or the floods this year. Because on January the 1st and in February, I looked out my kitchen window and all I could see was a sea of water with edges and trees. And it was in the village, very deep. It can't flood me. So I have, reason to worry about being flooded, but the village floods. I've been on the parish council for 22 years, filled sandbags and everything on numerous occasions for flash flooding and for river flooding. So I do know you don't get a flood every 100 years. In the 60 years I've been here, the river itself was overflowed at least 8 times, besides the flash flooding and the water runoff. So I don't agree. And building this plateau at the back would build up the water and take it away. The swales aren't big enough for a start off, and it'll go into the next properties. I've seen it happen more than once on other occasions when the Environmental Agency have said, we're altering the river, you won't flood again. We're altering the brook, you won't flood again. But we do. So I do not agree with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Toon. If I go to Councillor McKinnon next then, please.
Thanks. I think it's only fair in view of all the objections that we hear back from the officers. Can we have the answers to all the objections that they raised, which seem to be in addition to what was in the report today? Can we have some answers to the specific points they've raised today?
Okay. Thank you, Councillor McKenna. Barbara.
I'm not sure I remember all the issues that were raised. One that was raised by the parish council was that they weren't consulted on the environmental permit prior to it being issued. There is no requirement for consultation. An application is made to the environment agency and there is no consultation requirement on that. There has been a number of comments made about the modelling and the flood risk assessment that has been assessed by the Environment Agency and the Flood Authority, and the fact that the more recent flood events have occurred since the issue of the permit and were not included in the modelling for the site. These most recent flood events, the Environment Agency have been reconsulted on that and asked for comments on that. And they have confirmed that there is no evidence to say that these events weren't part of the modelling, or whether they were part or they weren't part, there's no evidence to say either way. The permit has been issued. It was issued in July 2019, and the legislation doesn't allow for that permit to be revoked in any way. What other questions or issues were raised?
I'll just jump in, Chair. I think one of the speakers raised the issue that Severn Trent Water weren't consulted on the swale, but that did take place, and obviously their comments have been taken into account in the officer's report.
And also we had some of the public speakers were mentioning further planning applications on this site.
Yes, that application is referenced in the planning history in the report. Obviously it's a live planning application, but that's not before you today.
And it doesn't really form any part of this decision.
Thank you. So in terms of any applications that are coming forward, we cannot determine anything to do with that. It's just simply what we have in front of us today with regards to the flood mitigation part and the raised plateau.
Okay. But I am particularly concerned about there's no obligation to do the swales. I mean, I've stood in the muddy fields of the Scout Hut at firework night. It was absolutely cluggy. There was surface water everywhere. It was horrible. And that was only the year before last. So I can only imagine that if they put a plateau there and don't do the swale, the water's just going to go into the Scout Hut field. I don't see how it's going to mitigate any flooding at all.
Thank you for your comments.
The swale is situated on the western boundary of the site, not the eastern boundary where the Scout Hut is. The flood compensation areas would take any water that would come off the raised plateau, and that's how it's been designed, that it would gradually slope back down for that water to go into those flood compensation areas.
Thank you. If I can go to Councillor Faulkner and then Councillor Hall.
Thank you, Chair. One of my questions has been already answered by Sherry in terms of we're only considering this application today, although in the application history there is an application of up to 18 dwellings. I would suspect that whoever is applying to do this levelling off is only prepared to do it if his or their application for 18 dwellings is agreed. So if we agree to the planning application today, I'm pretty sure we'll be getting that application in front of us very shortly before they even start work on this. And it's my suspicion that, according to Mr. Peacock, that the landowner who has the stables which will link into the swale is not likely to give permission. There is great doubt over this. So my concern was with regard to the planning application. I've had that informed and I've got no problem with that now, and all I feel is that once the Environment Agency has given their approval for this, as Barbara Toy said, you cannot revoke it I can't see any other reason why we could actually object to this and stop it. Maybe Councillor Hall will throw some more light on that subject. Thank you.
Would either Barbara or Naomi like to come back on that?
Yeah, I can come back on that. It does state in the report that the works will be done regardless of whether or not any future planning application for the housing is determined. The works would need to be completed, and the Environment Agency, in terms of the environmental permit, before the Environment Agency would withdraw any objection for development of the site.
Yes, but then I'm looking at SP8, and it's out of the boundary line, and as SP8 says, that is it? I've lost it now. It doesn't allow us to give planning permission, so there will be objections in terms of that planning application going ahead. Okay.
That would obviously be for future determination, but the applicant has indicated that the works will be implemented regardless of the outcome of the housing application.
Thank you for that. If we can go to Councillor Hall and then to Councillor Barker.
Chairman, thank you. Yeah, I was just scratching my head trying to work my way around this and why it's been done the way it is. I think Councillor Faulkner's right in his assumptions, but I think it would have been useful for us to have a little bit of an understanding as to why this application is standalone and why it wouldn't be come alongside another application, because they're clearly linked, aren't they? I mean, there's no real reason for this application if it's not for to try to get development of the field for houses. I just can't quite understand why it's coming in two phases like this. And also, so if you say, Barbara, that this will be implemented if it gets approval, but there's no way of enforcing a permission to be implemented. So that's just somebody can just say that I'm going to do it anyway. I mean, you can't put a condition on, and it's not legally enforceable that you must implement that scheme because we've given you planning permission. In fact, it's the opposite. You could get permission for something else completely different on the same field and do something completely different, couldn't you? So that means nothing actually to us. What? Anyway, okay, I keep scratching my head. In terms of a planning decision today, you know, the only objection we could have is that it's going to make the flooding worse or something, or it's going to have an impact on the landscape. It's not going to have an adverse impact on the landscape if it's received as a greenfield. I accept that. And if the statutory consultees on flooding, the Environment Agency and the lead flood authority haven't got any objections, then there's no decision for us to make. We have to permit it. There's no reason for us to refuse it. So it's very peculiar, though, that we're being asked to approve something that is not going to be implemented unless somebody gets permission for houses. I will propose that we permit this application with the conditions that are in the committee report, but I think it's a very strange way of going about it, and I would much preferred to be looking at a whole application for the site, including these works.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Would you like to come in on that then, please, Barbara?
Yeah, I think you slightly misunderstood what I said previously. They will need to implement the consent before the Environment Agency will withdraw the objection they've raised to the housing development. So unless they fully implement this consent, the Environment Agency will not withdraw their current objection to housing development on the site. Sorry if I didn't make that clear enough before.
My apology. I think I was just misunderstanding the process. That makes it much more much more sensitive, you know. Yeah, so my proposal stands, Chairman.
Yeah, so in other words, the works will be implemented regardless of whether the application for housing at the site is successful or not.
Thank you. I have a proposal. I'll ask for a seconder in a moment, but I'll go to Councillor Barker and then Councillor Lamb.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to totally disagree with Councillor Hall. I think we can object to this work taking place. Yes, they've got a permit, but they need planning permission. And if you read Strategic Policy 8 of our local plan, there is absolutely nothing in there that this complies with. Even by their own admission, it is not going to do any great good to the area. Their own admission says, overall, the proposed ground raising and floodplain compensation work, Station Road, is expected to have a negligible impact on flood risk from all sources. To comply with Strategic Policy 8, it's got to be something exceptional. It's got to do something positive for the area, not just have no effect. And if you remember, Chair, do you remember me fighting for a local person under SP 8? Alan Harvey said, this is a very high bar that you have to reach to get over it. Well, I'm sorry Alan's gone, because it just nowhere near reaches a very high bar, and I'm sure we can turn it down because it doesn't comply with SP 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Barker. If I go to Councillor Lamlin, please.
Well, just a couple of things. Firstly, I mean, I fully support the concerns of Councillor Toon in terms of the flooding risk. To somebody who's run through Ralston lots of times and had very, very wet feet after running through lots of flooding earlier this year, and also I think 7 days in a row running surface water on Craythorne Road and into Ralston. So they are the serious concerns. And the second point was, I was referring to the points raised by Mr. Jablonski, and he was talking about the views and vistas. And I think we've got in our report on 8.6, the site is an open field that has significant important views from within the village. And my concern is that with raising the plateau, my question is, have we done any assessment of what the impact of that that raising is on those views? Because obviously the potential other option is that if this got approved and then a further housing application didn't get approved, then this plateau's there for life. So the question is, have we done an assessment of the implication of that on the views and the landscape? And are we sure that this isn't going to cause any harm?
Barbara, would you like to respond to that, please?
Yes, that assessment has been made. The increase in height, although approximately halfway down the field, will be up to approximately 1200 mil. At the site entrance, it's only 400 mil. So it's levelling it off. So, and then it will drop down beyond the plateau as the field drops down at the moment. So the field already falls away from Station Road. This will level it off and then it will fall away. This will prevent and create the areas for the flood compensation areas further down the site. So yeah, we have taken into account the views of the site, and we don't consider that it would have an adverse impact.
And just to clarify, is that a professional assessment that's been done?
It's an assessment by officers of the authority, by planning officers.
Chair, if I could just come in, Barbara puts it in a report on page 23 at 12.4, where she talks about the minimal changes. I mean, to the vistas, really, to the levels of the site, that it doesn't have any impact on the character or appearance of the area. So that has been considered.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, that has been taken into account, and it's seen in the report. Thank you. Councillor Legg and then Councillor Sylvester, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to look at deferring this because I feel the information we've been given is out of date. Quite a few people who've spoken say the information that is given. It might have been given and it was up to date, but I feel we've not been given enough information to make a decision on this. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor. As Barbara has stated a number of times, she has gone back to all the consultees and they are sticking with their original assumption, even based on what has happened since that. They say it is taken into account in their modelling. So I don't think there's any further information we can gather from what we've already had. But I will obviously seek advice from Barbara, Naomi or from Sherry.
Yeah, and I just come in on this. I mean, obviously, I think you've clearly put it there that I know that everything that we've had to go back on, we've reconsulted everybody on. But if you're deferring it, then you're only deferring it on that one point. And I'm not so sure how we would, how, you know, I mean, what people have said is that they're contradicting. I think people are saying that they contradict. And they're not in agreement with what the Environment Agency are saying, as opposed to not providing that information, certainly.
Yeah, it's still, though, information that might or might not be up to date then. I find it hard that we can't have up to date. I mean, the councillor of that ward sits on this committee, so she'd know what floods had happened and when. I just feel that I don't think this would make an apeth of difference. I'm sorry.
Just coming back on that one point that I know that Barbara didn't pick up, is that I know one of the speakers, the concern was that there was a flood recently that wasn't taken into account by the Environment Agency. I think that's the point that people are making the point to. But I think from reading the committee report, I think, and the update is that because the Environment Agency look at it, when they reassessed it, they said, well, actually, even though they didn't take that into account, they make contingencies of 30% in addition. So that's why they didn't need it to be remodelled. And that's in the update sheet.
Okay, fair enough, thank you.
Yes, if I can just come in there as well. The surface water flooding, which, because there's the two forms of flooding, there's the fluvial flooding from the rivers and watercourses and the surface water flooding. A lot of the flooding in Station Road itself is surface water flooding. And it's recognised that that is a significant problem within the village, and that is partly due to the outdated and poor drainage systems within the village. I know Staffordshire County Council are currently undertaking works at the moment to replace some of the drainage systems within the village, so that is the start of the process to try and resolve the surface water flooding within the village itself. The introduction of the swale as part of the application, that was introduced at the request of the leading local flood authority during the course of the application to try and assist with further surface water flooding from Station Road. So that was the whole purpose of incorporating the swale into the site. Obviously, this is only sort of, it is recognised that introduction of the swale will not fully resolve all the existing flooding issues within the village itself, but it will assist the current situation whilst a longer term solution is sought for the village. And part of that is the works that the county are doing at the moment in replacing some of the outdated drainage systems elsewhere in the village. So it is a much longer term solution for the whole village. These proposals are for this site, and it isn't for, you know, to resolve all the flooding problems within the village itself.
Thank you.
I have Councillor Sylvester and then Councillor Toon, please.
Thank you, Chair. I like Councillor Barker, think there's no reason for doing this unless we're going to, the next stage comes through to build the houses. We're actually going to make the we're actually going to make the slope 0.4 metres higher than the land on either side, which again makes no sense. I just don't like it. I'm sorry.
Can I just come in? I think we've got to, obviously, I just really want to just give members some caution on the fact that we can't look at this on anything that's going to come before you again, because if an application comes before you on another, that's when you look at it at that point. At the moment, we're purely looking at the engineering works, and any decision you make is purely based on that, on the merits of that. Thank you.
I understand that, but it's just a two-stage way of getting to what they want.
Unfortunately, Chair.
That's all right. I was just going to say, unfortunately, we can't predict what may or may not be happening as such with this site. We have to just stick with the merits of this particular application. So that is what we have to do. We have got a proposer on this motion at the moment. If I can go towards Councillor Toon and then Councillor Barker, and then I'll ask for a seconder.
There is at least two floods that have not been taken into account at all. So that's the 2020 and this year's flooding, and they both came from the river. So they'd come behind this application and fill it, and then just overflow into the next two properties.
Okay, thank you for that. Barbara, did we say that we'd spoken to them since those floods had come through?
Yeah, I've gone back to the Environment Agency raising these questions that have been raised by residents, that the modelling was done and the permit was issued prior to the two recent flood events in 2020 and 2021. And they have come back to say that there is no evidence to show that these flood events weren't part of the modelling that was put forward, and that they are satisfied that the proposals will not cause any flooding to third party land.
Thank you. They're happy with that. I'll go to Councillor Barker then, please.
Thank you very much. Yes, not taking into account the fact that the Environment Agency sat modelling at a desk, and the people that live in Rolleston know exactly how much it floods. We can forget that because we can do nothing about it. What we can do about it is what Sherry said. This is the works that we've got to give permission for. And I want to ask Barbara, which part of SB8 does it go along with? Is it essential to the support and viability of an existing lawful business? No. Does it provide facilities for the use of the general public? No. Is it in accordance with a made neighbourhood plan? No. Is it development under a rural exception site policy? No. Is it appropriate reuse of rural buildings? No. Is it infrastructure development for an overriding need? No. Is it development necessary to secure a significant improvement to the landscape? Definitely not. Is it provision for renewable energy generation? No. Otherwise appropriate in the countryside. It isn't that either. So how are we going to approve this under SP8 when it does not fit with any of our policy?
Thank you, Councillor Barker. Would you like to respond to that, please?
Well, within my report, I indicated that we considered it was infrastructure development, were an overriding need for the development for the countryside. Basically, this will help with flooding of this particular site, and it will make the site more usable for grazing. And the swale will assist in distributing surface water from Station Road.
And if I could just jump in there, Councillor Barker, I think you indicated earlier that you felt the benefit was a neutral benefit, that it wouldn't make flood risk worse. But, you know, we have got a statutory consultee from the County Council as local lead flood authority who recognise that it will be a benefit, you know, that the introduction of the swale will be an improvement. As obviously, you know, their comments have been taken into account in coming to a recommendation today.
our own report that says it will do no harm. It's our report that says it will make no substantial difference.
But it does also include comments from the LFFA who recognise the improvement that it will bring.
So we have heard from the officers on that in terms of how they're assessing the policies on our documents.
Chair, could I just come back in on that one point? Because it does say in the conclusions, I think, that it will be a benefit in terms of the flooding anyway, in that event, that it will assist in dealing with flood risk at the site and the surrounding third party land. That's what Bob sums up at on page 23.
Let's get into that.
And the Environment Agency have confirmed that the proposals will not increase flooding on any surrounding land.
Thank you for that. I have Councillor McKiernan and then Councillor Bills.
Thanks. Thanks to Councillor Barker for doing his best. I'm still worried about the risk that we're taking, because if you look on page 9, it says SCC Highways, the Environment Agency, Severn Trent Water. They're not giving their specific approval. It's all contingent on the swale and on other landowners. So the risk we're taking is that we're giving permission for someone to dump a load of soil or whatever he likes onto a field and nothing else. It benefits that field and that landowner, but possibly to the detriment of the village and increasing the flooding if the swale doesn't take place. It seems to me he's under no obligation to provide the swale if from what we may or may not grant today, and there's no saying what the landowners will say with Severn Trent, for instance. You know, what if the sewage pipe is directly under where they want to dig the swale? It just seems to me too risky, and I don't know whether we have any grounds to refuse on those grounds.
Thank you. Would you like to come back on that, please?
I think my point, where you're saying that, I think the risk of the landowner point, we've already said it's not a, I mean, obviously that's for them to do, that's a private matter. And as regards to the swales, and of course that's part of the whole, it's intrinsic in the planning application, so they would have to implement whatever was in there. So they would be part of that, part of the mitigation measures that they're putting in place. So I can't see how you would infer that they would part do it, because then obviously we have got other legislation. If even though Councillor Hall was correct in saying that we can't make people implement a planning permission, we do have powers under other legislation to make people complete works if that's necessary.
What if Severn Trent say you can't do it?
Then they wouldn't be able to implement
They wouldn't be able to implement it. I mean, obviously, with any planning permission, obviously, we've got to, you know, you've got to look at those, you know, certainly for this particular, we're very, very, and Barbara's been very much been led, you know, we've had to take a lot of expert advice from the local lead flood authority and from the Environment Agency. So obviously, they've put very stringent conditions in place to absolutely make sure that those things are put into place.
I would just reiterate as well that the environmental permit that's been issued by the Environment Agency does only cover the raised plateau and the two flood compensation areas. The swale has been introduced at the request of the leading local flood authority to try and assist with surface water drainage from Station Road, and the applicant has agreed to that. The swale isn't required for the floodworks as far as the Environment Agency are concerned. It is an additional item, an additional part of the scheme that has been added at the request of the flood authority, and the applicant has agreed to that. They didn't have to agree to that and include the swale within their application, but they have chosen to do that to assist with the surface water flow from Station Road.
Thank you, Barbara. So I've got Councillor Vils to come in now, please. So if you'd like to unmute, Councillor Vils.
Thank you, Chair. Now, a lot of members seem to be voicing feelings against this application, which is fair, and I think we've all got, none of us are 100%, but what I think we've got to remember is, if we turn this application down, do we have any defensible or sustainable reasons for going against the Environmental Health Agency and the flood risk people? So I think what I like to say is, if someone has really feels strongly about this, let them propose that we turn it down and let's discuss the reasons. Because we're not, there seems to be, I'm not sure whether Councillor Barker seems to be putting a fairly strong, a reasoned reason for this. But I'm not sure whether it's sustainable as a defence in an appeal or whether we're acting on planning rules. So I will test the water and I will second Councillor Hall's proposal. And if everybody is against it, they can vote against it. And that's the boss will take it from there. But I think otherwise we're going to go round and round and not like it, but not really want to put our toe in the water and say we're going to refuse it.
If I could just come in on this, just this one point in terms of obviously just... obviously, what you were just saying then, if we were minded to refuse and it was an appeal situation, then what the courts have actually said is that if you're going against expert opinion in this sense, then it has got to, you know, you've got to have some tangible facts, because obviously people, like you've said, who live in the area do know about certain floodings and things. But even though that can be there, you've got to also have the backup and the technical objections to why you would go against those recommendations. So just wanted to make that point that they would have an expert, and then we would have to have you would have to be an expert in being able to put what your views were, why you contradict what the lead flood authority says and the Environment Agency, if that's the ground that you were going on. Thank you, councillors.
Thank you, Sherry, for clarifying that. So at this moment, we do have a motion proposed and seconded to go with the officer's recommendations to approve, subject to all the conditions that are set out in the report and also in the further report that we had. Do I have any further comment to make at this time from any of the councillors before I ask for a vote? No, then I will ask for a name vote, please, Monica.
Councillor Gould.
For.
Councillor Ashcroft.
For.
Councillor Barker.
Against.
Councillor Brady.
For.
Councillor Bild.
For.
Councillor Faulkner.
For.
Councillor Hall.
For.
Councillor Lamb.
Against.
Councillor Legg.
Against.
Councillor McKernan.
Against.
Councillor Sylvester.
Against.
Councillor Toon.
Against.
So the chair has the casting vote.
Yes, the chair has
casting
the vote.
As it was drawn. I agree with a lot of what Councillor Bills has said. We have to have enough planning reasons to refuse this. I know I certainly don't have the expertise in myself to go against the consultees that we've gone with. So my casting vote would be that we approve this.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Just to confirm that's been approved, yeah.
Yeah. So we have approved that application and I can move on to the next item on the agenda. So agenda item 6 is to request that members have considered the appeals received and determined.
Noted.
Thank you very much. And item 7, that we have considered the planning permissions that were circulated.
Noted.
So now, after the public part of this meeting, I will therefore make a motion that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and the public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act before each item and the agenda. Can I request that the public now leave the room, please? Can I have that confirmed? They've all been excluded.
Chairman, just to confirm, yeah, there's nobody in the public gallery.
Okay, thank you.
We'll lock the webinar now. Thank you. It's locked now.
Okay, thank you. So we've just got the private minutes and then the enforcement schedule. So for the private minutes, if I can put forward that we agree the minutes of the private minutes of the last meeting. Councillor Lamb.
You mentioned.
I think we're still recording.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're stopping the recording.
Thank you.
I'll just wait for that. I've got the webinar's locked, so I've still got recording.
It's paused. I've paused it. I've not stopped it.
Okay, thank you. So for the... So I've proposed, if I can have a seconder for the private minutes of the last meeting, please. Councillor Ashcroft, thank you. And if we go to a name vote then, please, Monica.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bill.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Hall.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McKernan.
Four.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
And Councillor Toon.
Four.
Carried, Chairman.
Thank you. We move on to item 9. So, request that members have considered the enforcement schedule.
Noted.
Yeah, noted.
Thank you all.
Noted.
So that brings us to the end of the meeting. Thank you all for your time on what was quite a lengthy discussion on some of our items. Hope you all enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a good evening, and we will see you all soon. Thank you for today.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.